Good afternoon. News time, 12 noon. 28 degrees outside. The snow has moved out of the area, but mostly cloudy skies and windy conditions will prevail. Only a high near 33 for today. Light snow this morning caused slippery conditions and lots of accidents around Sheboygan County. Sheriff Lieutenant Mark Rupnick said most major incidents took place east of Highway 32 along I-43 and Highway 23. As of 10 a.m., four accidents did have injuries that required hospital transfers, eight involved property damage to vehicles, and four were of vehicles in the ditch. There were also numerous accidents in the city of Sheboygan during the morning commute. Conditions improved as the highway crews were out treating roadways. Fire in a camper spread to a garage at a home on North Maple Tree Road west of Beechwood yesterday afternoon. Nine volunteer fire departments responded after the fire was discovered shortly after 4 o'clock. Unconfirmed reports indicated that a space heater in the camper may have caused the blaze. No word on the extent of damage. Hollywood actor and Tomahawk native Jay Leggett was the first deer hunter to die in Wisconsin's nine-day gun season. We get more from Raymond Newpert.
Lincoln County deputies and Tomahawk EMS were called to the Wildwood Avenue cabin around 4 p.m. on Saturday. 50-year-old Jay Michael Leggett is a former Tomahawk area resident who was back in the area from Los Angeles. He had returned from the woods on an ATV, stepped off, and collapsed. Family members located him and performed CPR until paramedics arrived, but Leggett could not be revived. No foul play is suspected. Raymond Newpert, WHBL News.
A Cascade man was wounded Sunday while deer hunting in Sheboygan County. The Sheriff's Department said the 52-year-old man was shot in the back of the leg while hunting from a deer stand off of County E in the town of Linden. DNR Warden Mike Clutter said two men in the tree stand were shooting at the same deer, which caused one hunter to accidentally hit the other. Lieutenant Mark Rupnick said Cascade first responders were assisted by the man's hunting party and brought him out of the woods using the Cascade Fire Department's 6x6 vehicle. He was taken to Aurora Medical Center in Grafton for treatment of the non-life-threatening leg injury. The Cascade incident was one of six incidents of injuries over the opening weekend of the deer hunt season. That's double the number reported last year. Colin Bennett has more on the opening weekend.
Hunters in Wisconsin braved the elements as the gun deer season opened up, and that chilly weather may have affected the total number of deer tagged. Many registration stations are reporting less deer this year than in 2012. Richard Dickman runs Dick's Quality Meats in Blue Mounds, and he says hunters are saying the same thing.
That's all I heard from the hunters is they've seen plenty of deer, you know, but it was so cold they wouldn't stay out in the woods. They just couldn't handle the cold and the wind.
Early numbers show about 100 less deer were tagged so far in 2013 than in this time in 2012. The gun season ends on December 1st.
The DNR is expected to release the preliminary numbers from the opening weekend for all Wisconsin counties by tomorrow. The search goes on for 27-year-old Kelly Dwyer, missing since mid-October. Search organizers say a group of about 15 volunteers came up empty-handed yesterday, acting on a tip from a psychic. They say another search outing is scheduled next week with a canine specialist, and they're offering a $10,000 reward for information that cracks the case. A new charge of felony child abuse has been added against a Milwaukee man accused of triggering a police chase and gunshots at Children's Hospital. 22-year-old Ashanti Hendricks waived a preliminary hearing in Milwaukee County Circuit Court this morning. He pleaded innocent to child abuse, illegally possessing a gun as a convicted felon, and two counts of bail jumping. The Journal Sentinel said police got a call November 14th from a woman concerned that Hendricks was at the hospital visiting his baby because he has a history of mistreating an infant. Police said they went to the hospital after being told Hendricks was wanted on a warrant for illegal gun possession. He got into a chase with police down a hospital hallway. It ended when officers shot Hendricks in the arm. All sides in the case will meet December 3rd to schedule further proceedings. A peace conference aimed at ending the violence tearing apart Syria is to be held starting January 22nd in Geneva. The UN Security Secretary General Ban Ki-moon announced the date today, saying the peace talks are meant to establish a transitional government. He also expects both the government of Bashar al-Assad and the opposition to attend with a serious intention to end the war.
It would be unforgivable not to seize this opportunity to bring an end to the suffering and destruction it has caused.
Over 120,000 people are believed to have been killed since the start of the Syrian war nearly 3 years ago. You can expect plenty of company on the roads for the Thanksgiving weekend. Travel for the holiday is expected to be down about 1.5% from last year, although Panmone with AAA Wisconsin says plenty of families are still leaving home.
What we're expecting is that about 43.5 million people nationwide will travel for the Thanksgiving weekend, and here in Wisconsin we're expecting more than 873,000 people to travel for the holiday.
The busiest day on the roads will be Wednesday as people head out to spend time with family. Moen says most of those traveling will be going by car.
About 90% of all holiday travelers will be on the road, but then we're also expecting more than 3 million people to fly for the Thanksgiving holiday.
Moen says those making travel plans should keep an eye on the weather and allow themselves plenty of time to deal with crowded roadways as they head to their destination. And a Sheboygan North High School student will find out next week whether he'll make the semifinals of a Doritos Super Bowl commercial contest. Paul Theodoroff has entered an ad called Date Night, in which a teen boy ignores his girlfriend to go on dates with Doritos snacks. If he's fortunate enough to win, he'll get $1 million and a chance to work with Marvel Comics' upcoming film, The Avengers. Taking a look at your weather forecast, the snow is out of the area, but mostly cloudy skies prevail, windy as well, only a high near 33. We're going to be in the 30s pretty much through the rest of the week. Currently 28 degrees outside as we get back to Rush Limbaugh here on 1330 WHBL. I'm Rusty Melberg, WHBL News Time, 1206.